Easter is this grand and overwhelming mystery. It takes time. You have to give yourself time to enter into the mystery of Easter. And still, you're going to need your entire life to understand the mystery. Doesn't stop at Calvary. Easter needs to be seen from a larger perspective, to take it more of it in. And the more you can take in, the more you're going to understand the mystery of Easter and how it relates to your life. Easter needs to be seen from God's perspective, a Father's perspective. Let me use an example of perspective from our own lives. We all have experience with perspective. The rosebud and the full rose offer two points in time. Perspective. A baby is born. We hold the baby. We love the baby and we adore the baby. And then we watch the baby grow. And we know that child at 1 year. At 5 years. At 10 years. We struggle with that child as it becomes a teenager and a young adult, and sometimes those are pretty trying struggles. We could never know the teenager if we only knew the baby. Perspective. It's all the same person. And we grow in our understanding of that person. When we know the teenager and the young adult, we also have all of the memories going back to its birth, perspective. And we understand and love that child more and more and more because of that perspective. But we don't start out with that perspective. We start out with just the baby, and we can't see the rest of it. Perspective. Parents always have more perspective than their children. And I cannot believe how much more perspective grandparents have than parents. But you can't tell your kids that. Our Father in heaven has always had more perspective and more knowledge of each one of us. And he's known that from our baptism, we have more life because of our baptism. Because our Father knows us eternally. Perspective. It allows us to see and know a particular time or situation, and also to see beyond it. In time, in space. It's like looking down a road. And you see things immediately in front of you. And you see things farther off. And in context, they teach you something about each other. Perspective. Our faith is like that. But sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes we don't mature spiritually. We probably all know people who are stuck in Christmas, can't get past Christmas, can't really understand the mystery of the resurrection. And as we mature in faith, we have to come to understand, why did Jesus die? Why did he have to die? Why did he have to suffer? And it's only when we get past Calvary, we get into the resurrection, we realize by listening to the gospel that Jesus walked and talked and ate and drank with his disciples for 40 days after his death. And then they had to emerge from this pit of sorrow to realize that he had defeated death. Death controls everybody who can't get past Easter. Once you see past death, and you see that he conquered death, by his own suffering and death, his crucifixion, when he resurrected, death lost. And is coming back to teach us that, is to say, you can win too. Because he defeated death for all of us. Easter begins with a man, Jesus of Nazareth, who we read about and we hear about in the Gospels and in the Scriptures of the New Testament. We anticipate from the prophecies of the Old Testament. And all right, already by now we know he is the Son of God and the son of Mary. And he dies a cruel death. And then he is resurrected and death is defeated. He can never die again. We listen to the accounts of his activities with his disciples after his resurrection. He defeated death once and for all. This is the Easter mystery. And then he ascended into heaven. Because he's God. He came from God. And he returns to God. And we have to move with him through that Easter mystery. Oh, he ascended into heaven. He didn't just resurrect. Without the ascension, the resurrection's meaningless. Without the resurrection, the crucifixion is meaningless. And then when he returns to the Father 50 days after his resurrection, he sends the Holy Spirit to his church. Why? And it takes a long time for the church to gain the perspective. It's because God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's only with this perspective of faith, nourished throughout this Easter season, that we come to perceive the Holy Trinity and experience the Holy Trinity. This is a massive, it's an overwhelming mystery. It's a miraculous act of love. And it's going to take our entire lives to understand and gain that perspective. And many will never get past Christmas. And many will never get past the crucifixion. Our spiritual maturity requires us to move on. Get past Christmas. They say Easter is Christmas grown up. But we have to get past the resurrection too. We have to move to the ascension and realize he returned because he's God. He returned to the Father. He's chosen to dwell among us in our baptism and our confirmation in his word and the Eucharist. We become tabernacles of God. Because he lives in us in his word. He lives in us in the Eucharist. We receive him inside of us. That's what makes us tabernacles. Like Mary, the first tabernacle who carried God in her womb. She's the first tabernacle. The church claimed that early on as they came to grasp this Easter mystery. Resurrection without ascension and Pentecost would be meaningless. Now, where are you? Where are you in your spiritual growth? And you'll find, if you're honest with yourself, as I find often with myself, that I still have to struggle through that mystery. I still get stuck at Christmas and the Passion and the Crucifixion. If you can move past the Crucifixion and to Ascension and Pentecost, what was sadness turns into joy. Perspective. Next Sunday, as we said, is the Feast of the Ascension, and then the Sunday after that, 50 days after the resurrection, Jesus sends the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, to the church. He sends his own Spirit to reside in us, with us, through us. And he promised, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live, and you will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. There's something we have to do. And that's know and follow his commandments. He lives in us. We become tabernacles of God. This may not make us perfect. But by his promise, it makes us saved. Thanks be to God.